This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins lost an opening day pitcher's duel in Baltimore yesterday 2-1. Neither starter allowed a run. That includes Minnesota All-Star Joe Ryan. He worked 5 1/3 innings of one-hit shutout baseball, and he fanned 7.
The adrenaline takes care of some things. I was watching the game after, and just a couple notes that we went over and wrote down already, just to kind of like a couple things I want to work on just consistency-wise that I was feeling today, that positives and negatives. So just I'll build up the good ones and just make some notes on how I can improve upon some other areas.
Both teams are off today. They'll resume their 3-game series tomorrow. The Wild outshot the Panthers 50-20, but needed a Joel Eriksson-Ek goal with 5 seconds remaining last night to claim a 3-2 win in Florida. Marcus Foligno returned to the ice for Minnesota and says they'll take the win.
You know, when you're loose, it's sometimes it's tough to play against teams like this, right? They're all over. There's a lot of movement, and I thought, you know, there's times where we just needed to play a little bit more simpler, and then we were good. We had a lot of shots at net. We had a lot of great ozone plays, and that's just more of our way we got to play. We got to just get our D involved. We've got such great defensemen, so the more pucks on net and getting guys going to the net, it's kind of our juice that we have to start playing with more often.
Minnesota's in Boston tomorrow. Men's college hockey, Minnesota State Mankato takes on Western Michigan today, and Minnesota Duluth skates against Penn State tonight. It's the opening round of the NCAA tournament. The Gopher women's basketball team takes on UCLA tonight in the Sweet 16 in Sacramento. Minnesota senior center Sophie Hart of Farmington says it's a thrill.
I think this is something that our group has worked really, really hard for, but a few years coming, and so it just feels really rewarding, and we're excited that we get some more time to spend together as well.
Gopher junior guard Grace Gerholsky says,
"The biggest thing with our team is just togetherness. We've preached that all season, and I think it's been showing here in postseason play, just staying together and playing together."
Tip time tonight, 6:30. This is MNN Sports.